Welcome to the Big Seance Podcast. I'm Patrick Keller of BigSeance.com, and this is a place for an open discussion on all things paranormal, but specifically topics like ghosts and hauntings, paranormal research, spirit communication, psychics and mediums, and life after death. So basically, anything that pops up in my paranormal world. The candles are already lit, so you might as well come on in and join the seance. Welcome on into the parlor. Welcome back. What you are hearing right now is called Music Teacher Concert Season Voice. I think that's an official thing. And so I hope you can tolerate it, and I apologize. As many of you are preparing for holiday travel, or perhaps you're in the car traveling right now, I have a very special 2015 Predictions and Prophecies episode for you. Prophecies and predictions have been around since at least the days of the Bible. The great sleeping prophet, Edgar Cayce, made lots of prophecies. According to the Association of Research and Enlightenment's website, quote, in 1935, in an amazing display of precognitive perception, Edgar Cayce warned a 29-year-old freight agent of catastrophic events that were building within the international community. In response to a question regarding global affairs, the readings described an entire world at war. Unquote. And of course, World War II began 4 years later. And from the same site, quote, during the course of a physical reading given for one individual, the reading foresaw future medical advancements that might make diagnosis from a drop of blood a possibility. The reading was given in 1927, at the time when the prediction would have been considered the makings of science fiction. Unquote. Love her or hate her, and I happen to love her, the late Sylvia Brown produced a book called Prophecy, in which she made lots of them. The book was written 10 years ago, so I can tell you she clearly misses many of them, so prophecies just might not be her thing, but there are many to keep looking for. For example, she makes a lot of predictions for the year 2020. She says due to a lack of trust in the economy, we'll be pretty much back to using the barter system. She also says, and I quote, by 2020, we'll see more people than ever wearing surgical masks and rubber gloves in public. Inspired by an outbreak of a severe pneumonia-like illness that attacks both the lungs and the bronchial tubes and is ruthlessly resistant to treatment. Unquote. That's kind of eerie this year, don't you think? By the same year, she says, that we'll have a different government structure, no more president, and everything will pretty much be controlled by the legislative branch, which will, by the way, be equally divided by two parties, the liberals and the conservatives. Those parties will also be represented equally by men and women. By the 2030s, extraterrestrials will be helping us with the design of our spaceships, which will be chartering flights to the moon. If that's a little too futuristic for you, by 2015, pretty much right now, we're supposed to all have robots that do most of the everyday work for us around the house, like cooking and cleaning. I wonder if they make sounds like Rosie from the Jetsons. Anyway, I'm sure you could interpret robot in many ways, but I'm still waiting on my Rosie. At the time of this recording, I suppose that prediction has a few days left. I think most psychics would tell you that no one expects to be 100% accurate. In fact, in Sylvia's book, Prophecy, she states, and again I quote, prophecies have a variety of sources, all of which trace back to our Creator, but by the time we fallible humans have finished translating them and communicating them, we're bound to get it wrong some of the time, unquote. But it doesn't make following up on prophecies and predictions any less exciting, at least in my opinion. That's why I am so excited about today. One of the bonuses of getting to know and meeting so many psychics lately is being able to do episodes like this. And it's a first for me. In this episode, you're going to hear many predictions from some of the special psychic friends of the Big Seance podcast. It may be important to keep in mind that these clips were recorded between the middle of November up to just a week ago. I say this because obviously some of these predictions may have happened before I actually released this episode. I hope that those celebrating have a safe and wonderful holiday, and we'll go ahead and get started with psychic predictions and prophecies for 2015. I have with me Janice Carlson, medium and psychic, who has been a lovely friend and supporter of the Big Seance podcast. And you can hear my interview with her if you go to episode 10 from August 27th, 2014. I wanted to start our special predictions episode with Janice today because this was actually all her idea and I thought it was brilliant. So thank you and hello, Janice.
Hi. Happy almost 2015.
I know. I'm looking forward to a new year, and 2015 just sounds, and maybe this happens every year, but 2015 just sounds so futuristic.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
So what do you have for us in terms of predictions for 2015?
Well, I did a month-by-month kind of tarot spread, and then I just used the tarot cards as markers, which I do a lot with my clients. I do a New Year reading for them. And my website is www.janicecarlson.com. And, you know, they like to know what their 2015 is going to look like in a personalized kind of way. So we just look at 12 months forward and month by month the highlights. But then it occurred to me I could do it for the country of the U.S. You know, I could kind of do it for the world and the U.S. at large. So most of the predictions I have are about the U.S., but there may be some references to other countries as well as we go month by month. And it turned out okay. You know, it turned out well, actually, I thought, because I'm used to just doing it for like an individual, a person. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this isn't my main thing that I do. I'm mainly a medium, and I wrote a book called Soul Sensing, How to Communicate with Your Dead Loved Ones, and you graciously had me on as a guest in August. And but I like the psychic end, too, and I just want to remind people that mediums are very powerful psychics, and so they can certainly do psychic readings as well as talking to your dead loved ones and pets. So, shall I start with January?
Please do. I really am excited to hear this. This is the first thing I've done like this ever.
Yeah, it's the first thing I've done like it too. So you and I are breaking, we're breaking ground here in the forecasting business. This is a first.
Yay!
Yeah. So January 2015, I see President Obama at a table at an important conference within the U.S., and many people oppose him in the opposing party, and they won't show up, even though the president has gone out of his way to welcome them to attend. But Obama is also resolute in his political positions. I see him sitting with his arms crossed over his chest. And so there are places where he will refuse to compromise. So that's what I'm seeing for January. And it might just be him welcoming in the new members of the Senate and the House. In February, I see new beginnings. There's new life rising out of a tragedy in a nation. It's not ours. It's leveled by warfare or a natural disaster. And the disaster is bad enough that the Pope makes an appearance there to plea for humanitarian assistance, especially for the children involved. But we do see that people have survived this warfare or crisis. Weather crisis, it's like a leveling of this land. So it could be anywhere from warfare to something like that, the footage maybe that we saw with a tsunami or incredible typhoon or something like that. In March, I do see bad weather throughout the U.S., especially the central U.S. and the lower 48, as they say, a lot of storm clouds. And I feel like it feels to people at that point like winter will never end. and our citizens are feeling like hibernating or running and hiding. This, again, could be the polar vortex stuff dropping down on states that it usually doesn't even affect, you know. So we're seeing more of that, of course, in March. Doesn't look like we're necessarily out of the weeds with where winter is concerned. And that's not good news. April, I see a military victory for the U.S. This will positively affect the stock market. Also, a military leader who helped to spearhead this victory comes to the public's attention and will become a political leader later in the future. In May, it's a very busy month for the U.S. and for our economy. The construction sector is really going to be on the rise. New housing will really be on the rise, which is terrific news for our construction sector, as well as people in, you know, who produce furniture and home decor and everything having to do with homes and new home building. In June, I see bad and very unusual weather for parts of the U.S. It's bad enough, unfortunately, will leave many people homeless. It's a very sad year for weather. Also, snow will show up in the U.S. in June. Very unexpectedly. And I'm guessing, if I had to guess, I'm guessing in some mountainous ranges that, you know, don't get snow as late as June. In July, there's a sad event, probably from that June event we talked about. It puts a damper on the 4th of July. Whatever it is in June, it's strong enough to kind of taint the end of June and going into the 4th of July celebrations, making people very grateful that they, if they weren't hit by this weather disaster, and very open-hearted about giving to people hit in our country. And also, a very public figure gets into a big trouble or dies that month due to alcohol or drug abuse. August, the U.S. emerges victorious from an international military or political skirmish. And one of the things that really came to mind for me as I was writing out this reading is that this feels like it has something to do with Russia or the Russian bloc of countries. So it is a victory for us. So this isn't all bad news. And it does look like whatever this victory is reached by diplomacy rather than warfare. And then in September, there's some sad news about the divorce or breakup of a very popular couple and a very famous couple. And also, again, very severe weather in the U.S. cities near the sea in September. In October, this is a good time for earnings in the U.S. More people find employment in that month. And most crops are showing a beneficial and bountiful harvest. So crop production doesn't look like it's terribly negatively affected by the weather in 2015, the bad weather. In November, the U.S. is making good progress towards balancing its budget, believe it or not. Some belt tightening is the major theme in the Senate and the House. But it looks like it's happy resolutions to that and not cutting people who really can't afford to have budgets cut. In December, the Senate and the House pass a new jobs bill, and this could have to do with energy sources, new energy sources. So 2015 will end on a very hopeful note and more profitable note than we saw in 2014. And that is it in a nutshell.
This is so fascinating. And I'm sitting here thinking now, I am so pumped and excited to, you know, follow up on these things throughout the year as people make predictions.
Yes. Yeah. And when you have other people on who are psychics, it's what the police often do is compare notes over a couple psychics, three or more psychics, to see where things converge. I find that very interesting. Like before 911, people were getting vibrations that something was up. But often I found with psychics, they could only get a few pieces of the puzzle. And so they didn't necessarily fill it all in. And I noticed with me, what I was getting all summer long before the 911 catastrophe was tall buildings and alien ships alien flying machines near tall buildings. And later I realized that aliens in those dreams didn't mean like space aliens. They meant like people who were not citizens of the U.S. attacking the U.S., that type of alien. And so I had a little piece of it, but then I talked to other psychics who said, I see Washington, D.C. being hit. A military center being hit, such as the Pentagon. So we were all getting little pieces, but what's interesting is to take these pieces and put it into a bigger picture.
So I want to thank Janice for getting, like, inspiring the idea and getting us started here.
Well, you're very welcome, and I think that networking among psychics is a really interesting area that we haven't explored, and this may give us a chance to do that. I also want to add one caveat to my reading that I gave you, and that is that time is very hard for a psychic to tell because we go into the right brain, non-temporal lobe, to do psychic readings. So don't hold me heavily to each month, but know that these events are what I'm seeing overall for 2015, and we'll probably see a little channel drift with time, but these are the key events that I'm seeing for 2015, and it'll be very interesting to see how your other psychics work to give you information.
Now, as I tell my students, if something happens, some of this stuff doesn't come true, I'll still like you, I promise.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Now, tell us really quickly how we can contact you.
You can go to my website, www.janicecarlson.com, and it's spelled J-A-N-I-C-E and then C-A-R-L-S-O-N, to get your little private 2015 reading. And, you know, I like all sources. I like horoscope sources for predictions, too. And I think the most valuable thing about them is, one, to give us something happy to look forward to. So it looks like 2015 is certainly not all negative, that's for sure. And because there's some wonderful political and financial victories for us. And then also it's a great way to avoid, you know, some upcoming hassles that we might avoid by knowing about them ahead of time, as when we're doing personal readings, that's for sure.
Well, thank you again, Janice. And now we will go on with the show.
Thank you, Patrick, and happy 2015.
You too. Next up is a psychic named Angela Thomas. She is a research psychic for the study of precognition with Dr. Vernon Nepi. She's been a guest of George Norrie's Beyond Belief on Gaiam TV. And in the spring of 2015, she'll be publishing her book, Three-Dimensional Tarot, The Art of Gathering Information. You can find more about Angela at angelathomas.org.
Hello, this is Psychic Angela Thomas here to give you predictions over the next 18 months. Today is November 24th, 2014, and these predictions will go until the second quarter of 2016. Number one prediction is the United States will be involved in a new war. Initially, words such as conflict and confrontation will be used to soften the realism of the situation. Secondly, the United States economy will suffer another recession as well as a depression. Thirdly, let's talk about Russia. Russia will directly threaten the United States. Also, Russia will take on new territory by force other than today's Ukraine that they have invaded. North Korea will push the envelope by attacking South Korea. North Korea will also lose its leader, Kim Jong-un. Lastly, the UK will lose a member of its royal family. And that's my predictions between right now and 18 months from now.
Author, medium, and scientist Rob Guttrow made his initial appearance on the podcast on the 13th episode from September 18th, 2014. He joins us today to tell us how we all have the ability to have premonitions, and he shares a very touching story about one of his own premonitions.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Guttrow, and I am very pleased to be back on the Big Seance podcast. And I'm here to talk about premonitions. Everybody has the ability to have premonitions, and you need to pay attention to them. For instance, if you're driving in traffic and you think you don't want to go down a certain street at a certain time, don't go, because you may wind up finding out that it was a car accident. So we all have the ability to be a prognosticator in our own lives. And a lot of times spirits actually will influence us to do certain things. I'd like to tell you about a premonition that I got from the spirit of a puppy that I had in the past. My puppy's name is Buzz, and on February 22nd, 2005, Buzz passed away when his leash opened and he was killed by a car in front of me. But that's not the end of Buzz. Buzz became the world's best canine communicator. The next month, in March, I adopted another Weimaraner puppy, and her name was Dolly. On June 22nd, 2005, I was walking Dolly, and all morning long, I had a premonition. I kept getting an odd premonition that I needed to keep her off the road, the main road where I was walking my dog Buzz. So that night when I came home, I was really, really nervous. And Dolly was the very same age, 6 months old and 23 days, that Buzz was when he was killed on this very day that I had this premonition. I had this feeling of dread and I couldn't explain it. I mentioned it to my roommate, and even the week before, I had that feeling of dread, as it turned out. And as the day got closer, the dread built up. And that night, I knew that I had to take Dolly a different way. When I got home and I started walking them, Dolly and my roommate's dog, we went into the woods instead of out on the main street. While we were in the woods, just like Buzz, Dolly's leash opened unexplainably. And she started to run forward, and I called to her to stop. Had I not been given that premonition from Buzz, the exact same thing that happened to Buzz, being hit by a car crossing the street, would have happened to Dolly on the same day and the same time that she was the same age as Buzz. So, as you can imagine, I was quite shaken. I managed to get Dolly. I leashed her back up. I brought her back home, and I had to think about it. After I got home, that was when I realized that Buzz, in spirit, had given me the message or premonition that the same thing could happen to Dolly when she was the exact same age that Buzz was. So pay attention to messages that you get. Any feelings, any gut feelings, make sure you pay attention to them and follow them, because they could be a matter of life or death, really. I've written a lot of stories about how spirits have influenced me. I'm an author and a medium. You can find me on ghostsandspiritsinsights.blogspot.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And if you have any questions, feel free to drop me a note through Patrick. And thank you very much. Have a happy new year.
Carol J. Obley, a future guest in an upcoming episode of the Big Seance podcast, has been the bridge between heaven and earth in over 7,000 group and individual readings. It's no surprise that she is fast becoming a sought-after medium, author, workshop leader, and speaker, given the startling clarity, specificity, and accuracy with which she sees, hears, and senses people's loved ones in spirit. Names, description of loved ones' personalities, and uncanny validating details, as well as grief support and teachings about the afterlife, are typically delivered in her readings. Heartfelt and compassionate in her approach, Carol is also well known for her practical, down-to-earth guidance and insight into life issues such as relationships, career, and finance. For more on private sessions, visit soulvisions.net. Today, Carol Obley shares the message that coming in 2015, we will have a deeper awareness of humanity and unity. Here's Carol.
This is Carol Obley. I am a professional spiritual medium, the author of 3 books on communicating with the spirit world, metaphysical spirituality, life after death, and many interesting topics that are discussed in my books and on my website, soulvisions.net. And I've been doing a lot of intent as far as knowing what is coming for humanity, and especially since we're at the end of the year and looking at a new year of 2015. And a few things have come to me. And the first of those is that we are at a critical point right now, spiritually speaking and consciousness-wise speaking. We are at a critical mass, if you will. And what that really means is what we're seeing in the outside world, in society, in healthcare, in the nation, in our leadership, and recently in the huge unrest with the racial tensions that have been going on. What we're really seeing here, if we boil it all down on a spiritual level, looking at it from that higher perspective, what we are in the midst of and what is going to be coming in 2015 is a deeper awareness of the humanity and the unity and the collective consciousness of helping each other through getting rid of the old paradigms, specifically the idea of separation. And what you're seeing now is a cleansing process that's going on. As we continue on into the early months of 2015, you're going to be seeing people becoming more and more aware of the unity of all of not only humankind, and that's mainly what I've mentioned so far, but also of the entire consciousness of Earth, that includes nature and animal, the animal kingdom, and also universal awareness and consciousness. And even though it seems as though we're in the middle of a lot of strife and hatred and chaos and extreme change at this time, it's all in a sort of divine order, which is very necessary in order for us to cleanse out the old and bring in the new. And the new is a higher awareness and the eagle eye view, if you will, of who we really are at our core. And who we are is that consciousness called spirit. And that is what most people call God. I call it spirit. And it's the energy that runs through every living being, including animals, including plants, on our planet Earth. So what we're seeing is getting rid of this idea that we are separate from each other on these artificial constructs of race, artificial constructs of income, and the have and the have-nots. And really what you're seeing is a cleansing of that false belief. And as we progress through 2015, there is going to be a deeper awareness of people that we are in this together, that we need to be fully conscious of one another's right to be here, and also our internal idea of what power means. And since I'm recording this in early December, there is a lot of that going on at this time as far as really an examination of power. And this can also be seen in the astrological, in the planets, the astrological markers at this time. We have a huge awareness going on created by tension between two planets, and that is Pluto and Uranus. We last saw this in the late 60s when all of the racial wars erupted, also women's issues. Those same planets were being squared were squaring one another at that time. So it's kind of a rerun, if you will, this coming up again for us to examine and to really get it this time. So a big prophecy for 2015 directly involves the individual recognizing the correct use of power within first the individual, within ourselves, and then on a collective level, of how power is used in a balanced way and how it's used properly. And that is why we are seeing people protesting the use of power by the police force, the use of power by government, the use of power in bureaucracy, any large corporations. All of that is a result of the Uranian-Plutonian square. It also has to do with Pluto being in the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn is a sign that deals heavily with structuring, kind of the way things have always been, the bureaucracies in our society. Pluto's job is to get rid of what doesn't work. And that is why you were seeing so many of the structures in society deteriorating, and that we're rewriting those now and looking at them from a different angle. That is going to continue in 2015 as we roll along. There are going to be periods in which there is an acceleration of that, and there are going to be periods in which we feel as though we're stagnant. The important point to remember as we go through that is that we are responsible for, first, our own life and how we manage and use our personal power, and secondly, how we exhibit that, how we use power constructively in groups, in our families, in schools, in religion, if we happen to be a member of organized religion, and really examining that beneath the surface. Pluto happens to be a planet that really doesn't like to dance on the surface of things. It wants us to get down into the roots. And that's why you're seeing organizations, and this has been going on since 2008, it will continue. Pluto will be in the sign of Capricorn for about 23 years. So we'll be well, you know, beyond this 2015 that we're still going to see these changes happening. What you're seeing right now is beyond the grassroots level. You're going to see an acceleration of that in 2015. You will also notice on that same theme, you will notice more and more people turning away from anything that harms the Earth as a living entity. The Earth is a living and breathing entity with consciousness. And you are going to see more awareness of people and the original people who were here on this land, the Native Americans, will be coming more to the forefront as a viable group with a spiritual consciousness of what it means to be a guardian of this planet. And I believe and I feel very strongly that we are going to see more Native American spirituality leaders in the news, and we are going to be hearing more of the Native American prophecies, particularly regarding the correct care of the earth. You will also see more and more awareness of the way that we treat the living beings who are our companions here, namely the animals. And you will see more of a movement, the vegan movement, which means people who do not consume any animal products, the vegetarian way of living. You will see that become more front and center. And with that, there will be more of a concern and care and awareness of the issue of factory farming, the pollution that it creates in our environment. And generally, you are going to see much more focus on the environment in general, the toxic chemicals that are in it, how we can eliminate that on a personal level, and how we can work for positive change to eliminate toxins from industry. So there is, in 2015, there is going to be much more of an environmental awareness that will be coming forward. And you will see more protests to simply, and I feel that these will largely be peaceful, but they are there to, with the intent of creating awareness for positive change and to eliminate wastefulness of the natural resources on our earth. So all of these changes concerning mainly in the spiritual or consciousness realm, and that's where change really begins. When you think about it, anything that has mattered in our history, in the history of humankind, has begun with ideas. And yes, protests and discussions. The other thing that I would like to add, the last thing I would like to add, is that I'm very impressed with the idea that my spiritual teachers have said that there will be much more of an emphasis on small groups of people coming together who are concerned about the issues that I named, about spirituality, about our earth and how to take care of her, about diet, how we can improve ourselves with an improved diet without the GMO crops that you're hearing so much about. In these small groups, they may be neighborhood groups, they may be, you know, in civic clubs, in small towns, but there's going to be much more of an emphasis on people meeting and discussing these very, very crucial and pivotal ideas in a small group setting. So I urge you to become involved as you are drawn to. You know, I have worked for many, many years in the intuitive realm and have done thousands of readings for people. And the one thing that I can tell you 100% is that change always starts with the individual. And intuition will draw you to the area of your life that you need to look at, examine, and change. So all change begins with the individual. So don't be overwhelmed with the amount of chaos that we're probably going to be seeing. We need to cleanse out before we can bring the new ideas and the new paradigm in, and become closely connected also with your internal source of peace, and that's always from spirit within. Each individual has that light within themselves. That will be your stability in a time of great transformation, great change, and yes, also a lot of chaos. Remembering to connect to that light daily is essential. I wish you peace, joy, and many blessings in the new year.
Karen A. Dahlman. You remember her. She's been on the show several times already. Her interview in episode 5 from July 23rd, 2014 remains very popular. Karen does a really good job of explaining her message today, and I'm going to let her do just that. And even though this message sounds like it was recorded on the moon, I'm fairly confident she wasn't.
Hello, everybody. This is Karen Dahlman. Many of you know of me through my work with spirit communication via the Ouija board. And so I'm going to share with you some predictions for 2015 I received from one of my spirit friends. And these predictions are contributed by the ethereal light being, whom I quite simply know as the moon. So let me tell you a little bit more about this light being. The moon is basically an energy that has never been incarnated in physical form. So I'm not talking about the planet here. I'm talking about the energy form in which I do my communications. She is a pure spirit energy of all that is. Every single one of us is a part of this energy, and it really is the life force that flows through us all. Although this energy is referred to as being an energy of female, or feminine qualities and characteristics and attributes. The moon is actually androgynous. She's comprised of a blending of energies that contain all polar opposites within a perfect unity. The moon and I have been in communication since 1994, and she comes forth bringing enlightening and inspirational messages that assist myself and others to discover our internal light, our greatness within. So the moon communicated these predictions via the channel of the Ouija board to me. And I've been using the Ouija board consistently and coherently with incredible messages, communicating with many such beings and consciousness since the year 1973. So without further ado, here are her predictions for 2015. Number one, there will be a Ford recall. This is the automobile Ford recall. Number two, she predicts a very cold winter in the USA. Number three, global warming's exposed as a hoax. Four, on a federal level, the administration will try to legalize marijuana. Five, oil will be easy to come by in the USA as fracking will become more popular. And six, the newly elected Congress will fight for the pipeline in Canada to bring oil down to the USA. So there you have it. She had six predictions for us. That's all she gave me, and then she was through. So to learn more about the moon and the other spirit friends with whom I speak throughout all of the years I've been doing this, check out my latest book, The Spirits of Ouija, Four Decades of Communication, which is available at my websites, which are KarenADahlman.com and CreativeVisionsPublications.com. And as always, it's available on Amazon.com in Kindle and paperback versions. So no matter what happens for you in the upcoming year, I wish you a very fruitful, fulfilling, fantastic year ahead in 2015. Thank you very much.
Our last two contributions stand out because they are channeled messages that are recorded as they're happening. Both Lee Allen Howard and Marilyn Painter have been guests on the Big Seance podcast, and I'm glad to have them back. First up, Lee Allen Howard. He was with us on episode 12 from September 11th, 2014.
This is Lee Allen Howard, medium and metaphysician at buildingthebridge.com, and here are my predictions for 2015. I feel that America is going to get a slap in the face in 2015, politically speaking. Things are going to come to a head between Congress and the president. There's going to be some kind of a grassroots revolt. People will rise up and say, we're tired of this. Soon afterward, it will be squelched by some kind of disaster or tragedy. Some kind of a tragedy will take the focus off this revolt and derail it. This series of events and the revolt will actually have the reverse effect because with the tragedy, the government will take more control of our privacy and our private lives. There'll be some kind of a scheme that's orchestrated to nip the revolt in the bud, and this disaster could be part of it. Things are going to be revealed about that and the connection between those two things. But this series of events will divide people more and more, some saying, yes, we need this kind of protection. Others will say, no, we do not need this type of protection. It's actually an invasion of privacy. They're doing things behind our backs, and they're taking information from us, and they're monitoring us in ways that 10, 20 years ago would be unthinkable. This is now going to come to the fore in 2015. There's going to be more support for the United States becoming more of a police state. So we're going to begin to see the swing away from civil rights to governmental power and control over people. I see police officers in riot gear with their shields and helmets and armor. I see tear gas, things like this to subdue people who are revolting. I feel that this is going to be more of an internal strife than an attack from without our borders. I know that these things sound rather dire, but that's what I saw. And here's a message that I received from a watcher that I talk about on Building the Bridge. I received this November 24th, 2014, in the morning during a channeling session.
A time is coming upon the earth that will throw men's hearts into consternation. Fear will rise like a tide, and it will grip the people and paralyze them. Know that this is the time for faith, and this is the time for action. This is the time for clear thought and studied responses. For in times like these, those who are in power will see it as an opportunity to herd people and to guide them into the way that they want them to go, which is not in their best interest. Maintain freedom, maintain sovereignty of will. Keep a cool head in all things. Keep an even mind during such events, during such seasons of change and of turmoil. It is not in your best interest to succumb to a knee-jerk reaction. Know that along with trying times, guidance will be given. Peace will be ministered. Hope offered. Look to the light and depend upon the guidance of those from the higher realms who desire your highest and best in every situation that you face. We will give you insight, we will give you guidance, we will give you direction and peace. If you but come to us and you still your mind, calm your hearts, and listen. Though the earth be removed and the mountains cast into the sea, do not fear. But when the storms of life come, we have given you a solid rock to stand on, and that is hearing and heeding the word of Spirit, standing and then walking in faith.
Our last contribution for our 2015 predictions and prophecy episode is from Marilyn Painter, who was my very first guest in episode 1. You can also hear her in episode 9 from August 20th, 2014. She also does a really good job of explaining her channeled message in an introduction, and so I'll get right to it. There are times when the audio is not great, but how often do you get the opportunity to sit in on a channeled message while it's happening? I find it very interesting.
Thank you, Patrick Keller and the Big Seance Podcast, for inviting me to share with you some of my channelings of the energies of 2015. Hello, listeners. I am Marilyn Painter. I am a psychic and a medium. I invite you to my website at atasanctuary.com and my Facebook page at marilynpainter.psychicmedium. I have brought for you listeners today a recording of myself channeling some of the energies of 2015. In a meditative trance state, I entered into the human collective consciousness and sat in and experienced the timeline energies of 2015. The channelings you'll soon hear are messages and visions and empathic experiences that I had while in the human collective consciousness of Timeline 2015. Some of the topics or highlights of the channelings are Year of Choice and Rebuilding of Structures, True Light versus False Light. The term light in this context represents consciousness and awareness. Organized Religious Structures, Characteristics of Children to be Born of a Stargate 2015, and Deceptions from Government and Medical Corporations. Hope you enjoy the channeling.
The energies of 2015 can best be described as a year of choice and a year of rebuilding structures. The visions that stand out are visions of false light and the visions of heaviness, feeling of energies of heaviness. Let's focus on what is coming through as false light. This is light that when it hits your eyes, it burns, it strains, it overpowers, it overwhelms, it is aggressive, it is forceful, it is heavy hand, heavy fisted, it is intrusive. It is portrayed as light, for it carries with it the costume of being for one's own good, one's own benefit. It is false light, for it is telling of how one shall be, of how one should be, of how one needs to be, based on a perspective of another. You will know it is false light, for it will burn inside. It will lay burden. It will cower you. True light True light does not blind. You can bathe in true light. True light energizes. True light brings feeling of formlessness, freedom, joy. True light opens possibilities. True light is bright, but sprinkles and shines in lightness, gentleness, grace. In this coming fourth year, 2015, most in the collective consciousness will be faced with a choice. The choice of bathing in false light or choice in bathing in true light. I see time of separation of the two choices. During 2015, sitting in the energies, I feel heaviness, compression. I sense soot, dirt, ashes. It's a feeling of burning down, destruction of the old. Down to the core of its being ashes. Nothing left. No structure remaining. An empty canvas in which to rebuild. This will manifest in physical and also within one's soul, within one's own personal soul growth. Redefining who and what you are. Restructuring of the foundation and the outline of your lives. Those which choose false light will experience restructuring on a physicality, and those who choose true light will experience restructuring within one's energy framework, each with its unique challenges. Along the lines of the restructuring, the energies of 2015 are speaking of a falling of the structure of organized religious frameworks. For the human collective is shifting from one of taking words at face value, literally, to desiring experiences in which to base and discover their own truth. Hearts of the human collective are activated towards following truth. Like truth is a magnet, it feels as if their hearts pull or are being magnetized to what speaks to their hearts, to what speaks as their truth. So people are developing energetically, waking up to the callings and beckonings of their feelings, of the truth that is within inside, as opposed to listening and taking what they hear as concrete truth. It's not to say that organized religious structures will be falling. They will be softening like powder, creating into mixtures of experiences, more of an experimental stages of the people becoming empowered in their own divinity and own light. Experiences where the focus is not on the individual, but the focus is on how the individual is uniquely a part of the whole and experiencing collective consciousness. This is in just the beginnings in the year 2015. It's a seed that is planted and a seed that is needing watering, nurturing to grow. For it is the beginning. The next area that comes forth is the children being born through the Stargate of 2015. The children being born through the Stargate of 2015 know no war. The children of Stargate 2015 come forth with no identity concepts. I see two main types of souls that are entering in 2015. The first soul type is where one may see or describe as intellectual and data, manifester, creator, designer, one who may feel lacks emotion or empathy, For these beings that are coming forth in 2015 are here as the neutralizers to block out drama. They don't participate in the cycle of drama, role-playing, ego-building, identity-manifestating. For they are here for one strong purpose of building, creating structure, laying foundation, laying the framework of new programs, the framework of a new way of life. They are not triggered by the dramas played out in war and ego. Nourish these souls. Allow them to grow and follow what they're drawn to. They will accelerate beyond our imagination, beyond our expectations, for they are perfect exactly how they are. The second major types of souls entering through Stargate 2015 are being in a DNA of light. When I say light, they are less physical structured in their cells, but more energetically charged. So the density and heaviness, there is no heaviness, is primarily light. With that comes extreme sensitivities. Sensitivities food-wise, sensitivities in skin to touch, sensitivities to our toxins, sensitivities to sound pollution, physical pollution, energetic pollution, toxins. But they will thrive and they choose their families very wisely. They thrive in families who are equally perceptive and nurturing. The beginnings of these young lives require diligence as they adjust to the energies and heaviness and toxins in this world currently. But as they grow into young adults, as they adjust, they are the ideas and the creative forces that put into motion with the first set the creators have laid the foundation for. The main focus between these two souls is that they carry with them unity, oneness. They have no concept of war. They have no concept of conflict. They have no concept of aggressive empowering over others. Their concepts are to create, to focus, to lay a foundation. It is not for ego. It is done out of necessity. This is not new in 2015 that these souls are just beginning. These souls have been coming more and more each year. 2015 Stargates mark the first year that these are the only souls entering into physical incarnation. 2015, the deception grows stronger and larger. The deception in our medical field, the deception in our government, it grows very large in your face, in front of all to see. The deception is no longer hidden, but put in front of your knowing, in front, out there for you to see. The deception is not afraid. The deception feels full power. You have a choice when the deception is right in front of you to feel there is nothing more powerful than the deception and those that control it, or to choose to no longer give it power, to pull out your energy from it. It's your choice. Truths will come out. Truths that cancer cures have been withheld. Truths of the control of corporations in our government. There is no shame in bringing these truths forward for those that keep this deception alive. Feel immense power. Feel invincible, for even when those know the truth, it does not matter. But that is their perception. You always have a choice. So you choose to agree that you are powerless, even in spite of discovering and unveiling that there have been lies and mistruths. you let that burden you down, take over your life, crumble your structure, bring it to its knees in ashes, give up, surrender. Or when these lies and deceptions are unveiled, you choose to no longer participate, disengage, no longer give it power, and you create a new way of life, a new structure without the deception, in which you rediscover who you are and the power of your soul. You no longer live in fear. You no longer live in powerlessness. You no longer war within yourself, for you know the truth, and you rebuild your framework accordingly.
So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I would absolutely love to hear from you if you have any thoughts about any of the messages you heard today. I'm sure all of these folks would love to hear about any validation if you notice anything lining up as they predicted. Please contact me. The best way, because of the great audio, is the SpeakPipe link, which you can get to by going to the top of the page at BigSeance.com. It actually says record voice feedback right now. But you can also just go to SpeakPipe.com/BigSeance. Or just call the feedback line, which you'll hear repeated any second now in the outro. I hope to hear from you. Happy New Year, and have a great 2015.
For show notes, including links to anything we may have mentioned in this episode, visit BigSeance.com, now the home of both the blog and the podcast. Just click on the Big Seance Podcast logo or find it in the menu. You can also find and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. Do you have any comments or feedback? Please contact me at Patrick@BigSeance.com. You can call my feedback line at 7755-TELL-ME. That's 775-583-5563. You can also record audio feedback right from the site using the SpeakPipe link included in the show notes. I could decide to include your voice in a future show. Thank you so much for listening and reading. Unfortunately, it's time to blow the candles out, but we'll see you and light them again next time.